Okay, we've got our free conference call chat here at By Yahweh's Design for the 11th day of January, year 2024. And right now we've got Ella and Randy in the guest room. So, Randy, how you doing, buddy?
I'm having a great time here. Praise Yahweh.
Nice to see you again, Randy.
Y'all got your popcorn ready?
Oh my gosh, it's quite a show.
Nothing yet. Oh, you ain't seen nothing yet.
So we have bated breath here. So what are you hearing?
Yes, please go, Randy.
I'm sure by now
you're a fascinating guy. I love to listen to you. So go for it.
I guess probably most people probably by now have seen the videos of the tunnels in New York, and you know who's all behind it.
I don't have a television, so I know nothing about it.
Yeah, a lot of it's on social media. But Jews in the tunnels.
Yeah, the child trafficking, all trafficking under the Chabad Lubavitch headquarters there in New York, right?
Yeah.
So, and that's only the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah. Well, this is going to be a very interesting year. We are going to see in the political arena, we are going to see the biggest mud slinging show we have ever seen in our entire lives. And you know what our father says about these people that they built their house on these cards. Well, these cards don't have the true foundation of Yahweh, so they all collapse.
Yeah.
Who's going to be running? Is it going to be Trump and Biden?
Well, I mean, it really goes deeper than that. But the way I look at it is, if you've got two segments of powers that are fighting each other and exposing each other, that's why me and a lot of other people always say, just get your popcorn ready, because ultimately the two power structures are going to they're exposing each other, really. I mean, all the stuff that we've learned, a lot of stuff that we've known, but it's been confirmed, the way our federal government agencies working behind the scenes and collusion with social media companies to monitor and surveil the American people in complete violation of our Constitution. I mean, we already know about the corrupt, illegal parts of the Federal Reserve, the IRS, just all these things that we have talked about for years and years and years. It's all coming to a head. It's all, every aspect of this crooked beast system is being exposed, and I'm enjoying every bit of it.
Hey, Randy,
some people, when they talk, they act like this new world order and this beast system. Some people have this illusion that this was like something to happen in the future. Folks, we've been born into a beast system. We've all been living in a beast system.
That's since 1913.
Yeah, we've all been born into this, and it's going down. There's no other way of saying it. As this system collapses, we have to be careful about what they try to bring in behind it. You know, they're gonna collapse one system and then bring what? Something even worse? Who knows?
Well, something worse is already here. Look at the southern border and all the other countries pouring in. We have illegal immigrants galore.
The invasion is 100% biblical.
Oh yeah, that's in Revelation 12.
Yeah. The Bible tells us that how does it go exactly? The stranger becomes, because, Yahweh's laws are being violated. The strangers are being put above us. And the average people, I guess they're just like the wheels in their heads are just starting to click, and they're kind of starting to figure this out, where a lot of us, we've talked about this 10, 15, going back more than 20 years ago. But of course, they laughed at us, they ridiculed us, they mocked at us. Well, it's not funny anymore, because now they're all realizing that they've been screwed over.
Well, they're clearing out the schools of our people so that they're making room for the immigrants.
All by design.
Yep.
That's true.
All by design, folks.
Yeah. Jacob would become the tail, and Edom Esau will become the head.
Has it happened? I mean, how many more examples do people need to realize that the Bible is fact? It's not some fairy tale. It's not a book of suggestions. It is fact, and history is repeating itself. Our people are going to have to realize that we've been enslaved in our own country. And really, it's our fault because we have allowed it.
You're right.
Yeah.
I mean, we can point, here's what I'm saying. We can point the finger at the invaders. We can point our fingers at the Jews. We can point our fingers at everybody. But we've allowed
Hi,
it.
Hi, Ralph.
All right. That's true. We did.
Our fault.
Our people here. Ignored the watchmen that were given the warnings, and sitting, they just continued to party while burned.
They ridiculed us for just simply trying to tell them the truth. We were the bad guys.
Right.
They're going to get what they deserve now.
I have a feeling, yeah.
I mean, I don't find joy in saying it like that. It's just, this is what it's going to take for our people to realize what has happened to them. We've just been trying to tell them the truth. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less.
True. Yeah. It says here Ralph has no audio, so he'll have to type into the chat window if he wants to ask a question or whatever, so he's probably just listening. But, yeah.
Well, what's going to happen, too, is when our food runs low, and it's getting there now, and all these people from other countries, young men, are coming over our borders, and they're starting to get hungry, there's going to be war.
See how we're going to avoid the war part.
Yeah,
now it says that Ralph has a headset. Ralph, did you want to say anything, or you want to stay muted? I assume he wants to be muted. Okay. Oh, there it is. He popped something up here. Just listening. Okay. Gotcha, Ralph. Yeah, it's the typical thing where everybody wants to sit around and hope that by ignoring it, the problem will just go away, and now we find ourselves deeply immersed in it. But it's going to be like in the days of Noah, you know, while we watch all this dystopic activity all around us, Noah and his family were protected. As long as they worked, as long as they kept working to build the ark, which is build our networks and fellowship with our like-minded people. And the father's going to see to it that his children survive. They may not be living like kings during the worst of it, but they're going to survive. Whereas these other people are going to be the ones out there drowning, whether it's literal or figurative, like the people in the hospitals that went and got the shots, and people that are, you know, falling over dead in the street and in sporting events and things like that. So if you worship the beast and follow its directions, you're going to pay a price. I yield.
You know what they're doing now is I heard a major or a captain or a general, I don't know any of those military stuff things, but a head guy was saying that we've been the policemen of the world for so long, and we have so much military all over the world that we can't take them home anymore because they wouldn't know what to do with them if they brought them home.
Yeah, they're all in everybody else's country except for our borders.
Right, and well, we need them over here to, but you know that's not the way they're doing it. They want to infiltrate our country with colored people to mix with our white women so that we'll become a bland brown.
Well, and part of it, the wars, all the foreign wars. I mean, there's lots of different things at play. But a lot of the wars you know, you got the usual suspects. They make money off wars. They make money off because they play both sides against each other. And at the same time, you know, because people on both sides are dying, it's a part of their depopulation agenda. They send people over there. They brainwash them into thinking it's a patriotic duty, like paying the income tax. But really, we're funding our own destruction. And the little magicians in the background, they laugh because they're playing both sides while they get filthy rich. That's how sick the whole thing is. Yeah. I mean, they try to play our country against Russia. I mean, we shouldn't be falling for that nonsense. Those are our people.
Right.
People don't understand that the Bolshevik Revolution was by the Jews. And they're doing the same thing to this country as they did to them. And they're doing the same thing now to this country as they tried to do when the Weimar Republic came to being, and Hitler had to come in and fix Germany with all that trash and low morality and everything. They're doing the same thing here. It's disgusting what the people are doing, and it's disgusting what the what they call entertainment now.
Right.
Germany had the same problem with the money system as that we have.
Right.
And you know, it's in the Bible that our father went into the temple and he got physical with these money changers. But how many people connect the dots with the money changers being modern day the Federal Reserve? See, that's why they don't want politics and religion. They want it separate, right? But it's always been my opinion that when you put the two together, you understand the story of what's really going on, because what's happened in the Bible is happening again today. It's the same people.
Well, what they've done too is they've taken away the family. There's no more family here. What they have is men trying to be women, women trying to act like men, and people that don't even know if they're male or female the way they dress. And the women that get up there entertained, all they do is shake their butt, call it twerking.
All by design. Because they know they can't destroy us militarily, so they did it from within. And they've done a number on us. They have done a number on us.
Yeah, they sure have.
But people are blind. What's the matter with the people? Can't they see? It amazes
some
me
of,
even how my daughter
can.
And her husband, they don't have no idea what's going on in this world now. They're planning to take a vacation to Italy because
she's
never seen Italy. Pardon?
That's why those of us that can see, we can't take that for granted. We are truly blessed that we're able to. I mean, but you know, it's like being able to see these things. It's also very painful to watch because we know we know the game that's being played here, and it's very painful.
That's for sure. It does hurt. Good news is, though, there is an element that's reaching out that wasn't reaching out a year or two ago for knowledge and information, etc. So, you know, Father never said that the remnant was going to be the majority of the people. So he said, my flock's a tiny flock, and it is. But at least there is some sign that our efforts for the past quarter century are not completely in vain, because we're now in a position to where we can answer tough questions, so that, you know, the late comers, they're not going to have time to go buy the hundreds and hundreds of videos and books that we've scoured and searched for 30, 40 years. They're going to have to figure out who's trustworthy and who isn't.
There's nobody trustworthy anymore, in my opinion. Maybe the people that are here today at this program.
Yeah, I tend to think that the people that come in to listen to the broadcasts and all are probably some of the most aware people that I know. And they don't deceive, and they don't play games. They don't placate people. They're not political. They're just like the Father wanted us to be, simple and down to earth, and just be faithful to Him and to each other. And that's what we try to do.
Yeah, I'm getting pretty close to having my little cabin done on my little couple acre property. I'm kind of in a rush to get it done, but I'm almost there.
Are you like way off grid there?
You know, there are homes in the area, but I'm going to try to keep it off very off grid as possible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's regular homes nearby, but it's doesn't mean I have to be hooked up to all that.
No, that's true.
Do you have a family there with you, Randy?
That's kind of a long, touchy subject. So I thought I did, but
yeah, we all thought we did too.
There was a lot of deception with that, but that all got handled pretty jolly.
Was your cabin like a two-person cabin, or is it big enough that you can take some folks in if you needed to?
Yeah, I think comfortably it'll, four or five people comfortably. It's not, just trying to keep it simple. I don't want something overly too big because, you know, the bigger the home, the more junk a person can collect, right? So I just want to keep it small and simple.
Right.
I know junk.
Yeah, I just want to go, just live a simple life, man, you know? Live within my means and...
Yep. I'm hoping someday to put even a Quonset hut up somewhere.
Probably one of my most pride possessions on this crazy earth is my 1962 Volkswagen Bug. I am proud of my German heritage, so. that thing's a real hoot to drive. Yeah, it's a real hoot to drive. I really enjoy it.
It's basic transportation, that's for sure.
Yeah, really no electronics to it, really. I mean, it's a good car. Has a carburetor. But it's a real hoot, man.
Do they still make parts for the old-timers like that?
Yeah, you know, the only thing that you run into is the quality of the parts. You got to kind of be careful with that. But there are some people that I found on the West Coast that take the old actual, like, original styled carburetors and fuel pumps and actually rebuild them. So you spend the extra money, you can actually get the original equipment, you know, rebuildable equipment, or, you know, if you don't care about that, I mean, you can get those $10 or $15 fuel pumps, but who knows how long they're gonna last, right? They're made in Mexico and all these other different countries. It's just the quality's not there. But there's people out there there's people out there that rebuild that stuff for a living. It's a good
stuff. I was wondering what kind of older vehicle maybe I had.
Yeah, the old
Volkswagen.
Well, if you haven't looked into the prices, I mean, it's a little scary with some of these bugs and buses and, you know, all the vintage type cars, what they go for nowadays. I mean, some of those like Volkswagen buses, like the ones that had like all the like 21 or 23 windows. I've seen some of those go for like $80,000 plus. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Holy cow.
The buses are very expensive. But even like the bugs, I mean, the older ones, I mean, 10, 15, 20, 30,000 and up. I mean, it's crazy.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah, they're not as cheap as they used to be.
No. Well, what is?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, have you been to the grocery store lately? Holy. Woo.
Yeah, and I don't think we've seen the worst of it. I don't think we have. They're just going to keep squeezing and squeezing. But for how many years, Pastor Dan, do we encourage people to stock up? We knew this was coming.
Yeah, well, the 24 years we've been on the radio, we were talking about that
prepare,
from the very beginning.
Prepare, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, remember a lot of our shows, we talked about our back to basics plan. You know, minimalize, learn to do the old fashioned things, plant a garden. Make your own clothes if you know how to do it. Teach the old ways of doing things, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep.
Oh, Ella, I didn't know that you had a 2002 Ford Focus. Wow.
Yeah.
No electronics in it?
I tried 7 times to get inspected. It wouldn't pass the exhaustion or emissions test or something. And the gadget kept, the light kept going on, and there was no way to put it off. And they said, sorry, we can't put it on the machine if that light doesn't go off. So I had to give it to my son. So now I have no transportation. I have nowhere to get anywhere now.
Wow.
I'm in the boondocks of Texas with nowhere to go and no way to get there.
Oh, wow.
If my daughter didn't buy me food, I'd probably be starving.
Yeah, we don't have the...
We let the government infuse itself in our life. I mean, the whole car inspection thing is a joke, and all because of emissions. And again, you know, they got big factories pumping out stuff, chemical companies dumping stuff in the water, and yet they can tell you can't drive your car because some machine doesn't get the right digital readout. And it's basically a joke. So perfectly good cars... same thing happened with the old car I'm driving now. My son was getting ready to junk it because he couldn't get it to pass inspection where he's at, and yet it runs fine. It runs fine, but some bureaucrat put a rule in there that if certain things are happening or the body's got certain things going on, it, quote, can't be inspected. But that doesn't mean it's not roadworthy. So it's incredible. Hey, I got to step away for just a second, so you guys go ahead and talk. I'll be right back.
Yeah, I think
where's
the thing
your
that
cabin,
I like
where's
them,
your cabin? Pardon?
Michigan.
How's the weather there now?
I'm not, let me pull it up. I'm not in at home in the area. I'm traveling right now, but.
Oh, where are you now?
About 30 degrees down in Kentucky.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's about 38 here, but up at home it's about 30.
Yeah, Texas has been very weird lately. It's been down in the 30s and 40s for about 2 weeks, and today it was up in the 70s.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it was all the way down this last couple of days. I went all the way down from Michigan, all the way down to Alabama, and I'm headed back up, so...
You know, a couple of days ago, we had almost a tornado or some kind of a hurricane here. I swear the wind was going about 60 or 70 miles an hour. It was terrible.
Jeez.
The weather is so freaky lately, it's unimaginable.
Yeah.
I imagine we're going to go through a lot of stuff in this next coming year because we're getting close to the end time.
Yes, it's definitely going to be an interesting ride.
Now, this presidential election should be really interesting.
Oh, yeah, we're ready.
Well, we got a pedophile running against a tranny. How do you figure that one?
It's a circus show.
Trump is a female, you know.
I've heard that. I don't personally know. I've heard that.
Well, he was married to a tranny. Melania was a guy.
I'm back.
Uh-oh. But I think the thing that I like most about classic cars is just how simple they are. There's something fun about driving them. So they're different.
Well, I was between that the catch 22. I had no car to go get my license. I couldn't renew my license, so I didn't have no license to drive, even if I had a car to drive now.
Jeez. Does the whole state of Texas do the inspections like that, or is it just certain counties?
Well, as far as I know, it's a whole state.
Gotcha.
I fought to get mine inspected. It ran like a dream. Never had a problem with that car since 2002.
Right.
But then they just denied me getting inspected. My son-in-law took it, and he went 3 or 4 places, and he couldn't get it done either. So this year, when I couldn't get inspected, he says, you might as well give it to Brian. He lives up in New Hampshire. They don't have inspection there. So the only deal was my daughter would get me groceries and anything I needed if I needed it, if I didn't have a car. And that's been a pain in the butt, too, because try asking for somebody all the time. Can you get me this? Can you get me that?
Yeah.
Which does make a lot of sense, because small used cars are all around, and they're not super expensive. Why in the world they can't replace that is beyond me.
Well, they don't want people driving anyway. They want to put into place these 15-minute cities where you don't have a car or anything. Anywhere you go is within 15 minutes of walking distance or bicycling of where you live. Pack them and stack them.
Yeah.
Yeah, amen.
I'll bet you another 50 years there's not going to be any cars on the road at all.
Well, there may not be much here 50 years from
now. Me and my Volkswagen Bug.
Oh, Lordy.
Well, they're planning on wilding most of the United States.
Yeah. They got lots of crazy plans like that, but I have a feeling they're not going to succeed.
Nope.
Hopefully they're not going to be here. They're going to be long gone. They're going to be already decayed and turned to dust. While we're in our millennial reign, huh?
If you look at what they did and were trying to do during their COVID madness, really what they did is they went pretty tyrannical. But it's like their plan had got intercepted, and they come out strong. They were showing us who they were, and those plans have all been intercepted and reversed. Notice they backed off. Why'd they back off?
Mm-hmm.
They're exposing themselves. I mean, the people that are awake can see it.
The swine flu is fake, too.
Well, it depends on who you're talking, of course. Yeah. Are you guys hearing each other okay? Because I get gaps in what I'm hearing.
Yeah,
I'm hearing okay.
Okay, so it could be my connection's not doing so good tonight.
I mean, look how hard they were pushing the vaccine. Oh, you got to get it. I mean, there were some people, you know, they felt like they were being forced into it. There were people quitting jobs. I mean, they were really going for it, man. You got to get vaccinated, and that just kind of died off.
Absolutely. Kumri, welcome to the program. I got you unmuted. You're muted at your end. At least I think so.
And then the Georgia Guidestones got kind of blown up out of the sky. Huh?
Oh, yeah. I never have heard anything as to what that was all about.
Funny if you think about it, because, I mean, for those of us that knows what was on the stones, I mean, it was kind of like their plan in writing, and something blew it up. It's kind of funny.
I think too many people were aware of what they really meant, so they had to get rid of them.
Mm-hmm. That's my thought.
My theory is it's none of that. My theory is the reason they destroyed them is they no longer need them as a guide because their plans are already complete.
That could be it.
Well, there's one of the things on the Guidestones talks about a world population of 500,000 or 500 million. 500 million.
Yeah.
A world population. So they haven't They haven't accomplished, at least as far as I know, they haven't accomplished that unless we're really in the dark about what's going on. But
I've done a population study too, and there is nowhere near 9 billion people on this earth. That's a fixed number. There's probably 3 or 4 billion, and that's about it. This world is not overpopulated.
Yeah, go ahead, Kroomer. You were going to say something.
Yeah, I was going to say, when I say complete, I mean they have all their plans implemented to where they no longer need the guide stones. All that's left is to, you know, cull the world down to 500 million.
Right.
And they can easily do that. They've already killed probably 40% of us with the vax. We just most of the people aren't dead yet from it. We don't know exactly how long that vax would take to kill people. There's a lot of people still alive, and here it is 4 years later. I do know from my research, I believe it was 4 to 5 years was like the max in animal trials before the animals were all dead.
Yeah, I think there was about, it's 3 to 5 years what I've read. And there's three stages. There's the placebo, there's the regular vaccine that just doesn't do much harm but makes you sick, and then there's the killer. There's three types that they give you. So those people that have had the vaccine and say, it was fine, I didn't have anything wrong with me. Well, those are the people that didn't get the stuff that really kills. So we don't know what's going to happen to one of those groups 5 years down the road. And it's only been 3 years now, and there's a lot of people dropping dead now with blood clots, heart attacks, and cancer is rampant now.
Yeah, there's a term for it today. What is it, turbo cancer?
Yeah.
Turbo cancer? Okay. And by the way, that emblem that Kumri's got on is right there by his name with the different colors and the different spokes of that. Looks like a big star. Those are the colors of the 12 tribes.
Yeah, I thought I recognized those.
Yeah.
Those just colors are at your site a lot. I've been to your website a lot, Dan, so I recognize the colors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
But here's how dumb these people are. Like this Dr. Fauci guy, he's kind of back in the news again. There's videos of this Fauci guy before they did the plandemic. He's on video. We have the videos where he was talking. He's basically telling you know what's going to happen. Why would he say it like that? Because they had a plan and they executed their plan, but these people are so dumb, they're on video saying these things.
Mm-hmm.
That because they feel like they're untouchable.
Right. Just like the prophets told us, their vanity would be their undoing.
Absolutely.
They're so full of themselves that they're not even careful anymore.
Exactly. They're mm-hmm. For at least those of us that are awake, we see all these things.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, then we wonder, why don't other people see these things? Well, they're asleep. They still have this idea that some people just can't comprehend that somehow our government or people in our government would do evil things. Well, governments all throughout history have done bad things to its own people. Why do we think that ours is any different?
Because they were conditioned.
There's that disconnect. They think that we've read about what supposedly happened in the history books with this and that, but they can't comprehend and realize that our own government does bad things to us too. They just there's a disconnect with some people.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what the scripture is talking about when it says the people will worship the beast.
Yeah.
Your house. That's not what it's talking about. It's the people that ran down and put the jab in their arms. It's the people that shut their businesses down. That's worshiping the beast. You listen to these man-made governments, which represent the beast, you listened to them, you obeyed them when they have no authority, no right, and it was harmful financially and then even physically, and yet you still did it.
They were
not
afraid.
Hard to figure out. That's the amazing thing. I thought it'd be much more subtle and much more difficult to figure out. That's what I always assumed when we got close to this period. I had no idea it was going to be like so in your face, so ugly, and so obvious that they are evil, wrong, biblically, logically, scientifically, medically. They're wrong on every level there is. And yet there's still people going along with this stuff. I don't understand why there's a child in the public school system. Why is there even one child attending public school? Nobody should have their children in public school. Well, that's it.
Babysitters probably go to work.
If people really cared, there wouldn't be a single child in the care of a church organization, a charity, a Planned Parenthood, or the public school system. None. Nobody would entrust those people. And Child Protective Services would be either in jail or looking for new jobs. But people seem to think that we have to worship the beast. The beast says these people have authority and they can interfere with your family. They can take your children away. They can put them in the homes of known pedophiles and perverts. What's wrong with people?
Well, they know nothing about the straw man that we really are. They know nothing about your names in all caps. They know nothing about the marriage certificates that give your children over to the government.
No, they just don't know much, period. They're pretty lazy and they're ignorant of facts. And that's why.
Well, we just look at the people even that read the Bible and the pastors in the churches and how they stress monogamy when the Bible is about anything except monogamy. How many wives did Jacob have? How many wives did Moses have?
Yeah, and David,
how many wives
Solomon.
Did Solomon have? How many wives did David have?
Mm-hmm. It's true. We do everything the opposite of what the book says. We think we're close to God. We think we're close to the Father. And we do everything just the opposite of what he tells us to do. Because preachers and the Antichrist tell them that. And so they believe it's true because it's convenient. They get paid. They get paid handsomely to go along with the program. I know that because there's military people I've talked to. It's like, well, why are you doing things that are detrimental to other people in the military? You're in the military yourself. I would think you'd care about other military people, and yet they go along with it because somebody is putting money in their pockets. I know officers in the Navy and stuff, at the high level officers that are getting all kinds of extra funding if they'll go along with the programs. And a lot of them do because that's all they want. They want the money. They don't care that it's immoral, it's unbiblical, it's unconstitutional. And harmful to our country and our countrymen. They don't care. It's all about the money. I read a real good article. I don't know if it was Kaminsky. I think it was John Kaminsky wrote it. About the curse of the bottom line. Basically, the decisions are made in this country in business, personal lives, government, you name it. Every decision is based on the bottom line. Does it make money or not? If it makes money, then that's what they're going to do. And since the Jews control the money, they just pour money in at the top, and all the perverts make the decision, and everybody below them does what they're told because that's what gets their money trough filled.
Whatever makes the big bucks, right?
Exactly.
Drug trafficking, child trafficking. every vile, evil thing you could think of.
I read something not long ago that the trafficking of children and sex trafficking of women is so profitable, it pales even the drug trade, which is huge profits in the drug business, and yet it's much more profitable for the wicked to get into those evil practices than it is to pump drugs into our children and adults and everybody else. It's pretty sick.
Yeah, and that's the interesting thing about, like, the whole Epstein thing is, you know, it's kind of out on the news again, and, you know, if people only just look at, like, the real simple stuff to find, I mean, like, talking like this is easy to find, like, on Wikipedia, right? This isn't like you have to, like, go very far to find it. If you go look at Ghislaine Maxwell and her sisters and the software companies that they were involved in, well, guess what? The government agencies were using that software. What does that tell you right there? Espionage, folks? Spying?
Yeah.
I mean, this, why Ghislaine Maxwell's sisters, and you look at the software companies, the government agencies that are using that software, you tie that all into the Epstein stuff. I mean, boy, jeez, this goes deep.
Yeah.
I mean, you got all these government agencies that are monitoring social media, censoring us, violating our right to free speech. This all goes hand in hand. Treason at the highest, folks. Treason.
Yeah. Well, Ella's done a deep dive into Daniel and Revelation and come up with some mathematics to where she's got some tentative dates, not a fixed and hard date, but tentative dates for this year. Do you want to give a little encapsulation of that research, Ella, and let them know what you think about that?
Yeah, most of that I got from the website called Acts of Thomas, A-X-E of Thomas. He came out with an ending date. It was when the COVID thing first came out, and it was the first church to close its doors and turn the church services, stop them, and turn it into a COVID clinic. And that was January 15th, 2021. And if you go 42 months later, according to the book of Daniel, I think it's Daniel 12:11-12, where it has the 1290 days, and blessed are they that come to the 1335th day. It comes to July 28th, 2024, and September 11th, 2024, end dates. And all that comes up to 42 months, which is the same timing in the book of Revelation 2. There's no such thing as a seven-year tribulation. I have never seen that in the Bible. There's 42 months. That's in Revelation 13 also. But things are supposed to be cooking, and that 2024, the fall of 2024, there's going to be major occurrences biblically. And that his website isn't the only one that concurs with it either. I've had two or three other witnesses that have come out with the same timing, not the exact September 11th, but in September of 2024.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to come to some good stuff, and I think it's not going to go beyond this year.
Could be. Oh, we got Matt here. Hold on a second.
That's exactly what I said several years ago when I was reading Revelations. And it mentioned about the time of tribulation, and God will put a sign in the sky. And I saw that exact sign in 2017. And if you do the math, 7 years from the fall of 2017 is the fall of 2024. And I've been saying that ever since.
Right.
And the halfway point was when COVID hit. That would have been the 3.5 years, the halfway point.
Yep, the 42 months, 3.5 years.
Well, it does seem to be lining up that way. Welcome, Matt. How's things over in Ireland, buddy?
Not too bad. How are you keeping, folks? You all doing good, I hope.
Oh, your accent sounds so wonderful. It's so great to hear you, Matt.
No, well, it's nice to chat to you folks. I haven't spoken to you in a few months, so I hope you're all doing well, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're all well. Well, I'm all well.
Nothing strange, no?
How's Ireland going?
Well, the air is dry and the rain is wet, so it's about as good as it gets.
Same here.
Are there any more signs of rebellion or people waking up over there, Matt?
Yeah, a few so-called refugee centers have been burnt down over the last couple of months, which has been nice to see.
Okay. How about the Blade Runners taking down 5G equipment and cameras and stuff like that? Is that still going on?
That has a bit too much here. That's been more in England, but I will imagine when they start to push the 15-minute cities and all that garbage, that will become commonplace. I'll definitely be a part of it when they start to do it, but it hasn't started yet. So.
Okay. Strange things happening. Well, ever since 2020, pretty much this entire country is strange, at least from where I sit. Being a child of the 50s and 60s, this country and the world, but particularly the country I grew up in, has disappeared. So when you say strange things, to me, everything I see today is strange. The people don't behave the same. The churches aren't the same. The supermarkets aren't the same. The government's not the same. The people and the families aren't the same. So everything appears to be out of sync, at least from where I sit. Ella, you're even a bit older than me, so would you agree with that or not?
Oh, yeah. I was just looking at my calendar, too. I have the days of Acts of Thomas marked on my calendar, and as of today, we have 243 days to go.
Go ahead, Matt.
Geez, yourself and Ella, it must feel like you're living on Mars at this stage.
It's like we were put in a time capsule and shot into the future. That's what it feels like sometimes compared to my childhood and what I'm living today. It's like that movie Idiocracy, where the guy was in the time capsule and he woke up many, like 100 years later or something, and the IQ level dropped from like 110 or whatever down to like 45. I mean, it was pitiful.
Like nigger levels, yeah.
Oh, my God.
The children are really having it rough now, because I've looked, I was born in 1942. So I've been around for a good long time. And I can remember kids outside running around playing cowboys and Indians with their toy guns and their cap guns and blowing off caps with rocks, you know, banging and all that kind of stuff, and kids running wild. They'd leave the house at, you know, they'd have breakfast and they'd go out and play and come in for supper time. And parents would never have any problem getting them to bed. They put them to bed and they'd crash. But nowadays, I've read on the internet where they're trying to sell melatonin for children to help your children to sleep. That's ridiculous.
I gotta tell you.
Go ahead, Matt.
I gotta tell you, it's funny. I have definitely lived. I have definitely experienced the life that yourself and Dan have lived, in a sense, because I remember Ireland when there was no monkeys running around in the streets and it was all whites. I mean, you're like, I'm 26 in May, you know, so that'll tell you.
Yeah.
Like in the early 2000s, we started to get Polish in, and that was kind of the gateway to get in all of the blacks and stuff. So that was the way
we
that
call
they
them
pushed
jungle
us.
Bunnies.
Yeah. Well, I call them something different, but I won't say it.
I have no idea what you're talking about, Matt, sweetie.
but nonetheless, I remember what it was like. Fortunately for me, to grow up in a white society, that's one of the great things that I suppose was beneficial to me, and I'm privileged to have grown up in a society that was majority white. And I walk downtown nowadays, and it's like I'm a foreigner in my own land, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose the likes of yourselves have definitely seen that over many years, but it's been such a rapid change here, especially when you're on a little island, you know. The white Irish now are a minority in Dublin, you know.
Wow.
So
well,
it won't be long.
It's the same in London, isn't it?
Yeah, well, they've been there for a lot longer than London. They've been a minority in London for a lot longer. I think the white minority make up like 30%, but in Dublin, I think they make up 40%. But I'll tell you this. Recently, there was in County Mayo, there was a word got out that they were bringing in 50 invaders that were undocumented men into Ballinrobe, is the place in Mayo. It's a small village. And the entire village came out en masse. And a woman took charge of the counter protest to this. And I was given out on my social media, as I deleted them a few years ago, but I got back onto them recently, and I was given out, and I said, a woman shouldn't be doing this because she's going to crumble underneath the words, you know, if you call someone racist enough, especially if they're women, she'll crumble. But what we ended up finding out eventually was she was actually part of a political party. And so she was basically like controlled opposition. She basically convinced the folks there that they'd bring in families instead of men. I'll be back there in 2 seconds, folks.
Wow.
You know what's crazy? Wow. Is as I'm hearing him speak, I can't help but remember, I believe it's Isaiah or Ezekiel or Nehemiah. I mean, they all pretty much say the same thing. But right before the fall of Israel, they all complained about becoming foreigners in their own lands, and that they see so many non-Israelites, and that there's people speaking and they don't even know what's being said. It's literally identical to all the white countries today.
It's modern day Babylon.
Right. Yep. Confusion caused by admixture. That's what we're living in. So modern day Babylon. Yep.
It's really nice to speak to you folks again.
Yeah, it's always nice when our little family gets together and has a chit-chat. And it's interesting that even though it's a little station, we end up sometimes with Michael from Sweden calling in or joining us. And then back in the day, Ralph used to call, not this Ralph, but a different, Michael and another Ralph over in Spain and France. And in Canada, and one of our listeners is down in Chile. And then, of course, Canada and the United States is where the vast majority. And now Europe is pretty heavily identity with the folks calling in from over there. So the Father gave us an avenue to reach out to each other and to encourage and lift each other up and stay in touch. If we didn't have that, if you think about that, if we didn't have that, how much worse this would be, watching this insanity and not being able to talk to people who actually know what's going on in our sister countries. It reminds me growing up in the 60s and during the Vietnam War in the 70s, we didn't know what really was going on because you had to rely on newscasts and newspapers. And what we know now is almost everything the talking heads were saying and almost every article in the newspaper was a lie. But back in those days, we didn't have the ability for people to do the work and put the information out there that proved that we were being misled and lied to. And so when Yahweh said that there would be a great revealing, which is apocalypse, that the hidden things would be made known, and that he would allow an increase in knowledge and information to the point where it awakens his children, we're living it. We're actually living it. So as Ella was talking about, and Jeremiah was talking about the predictions as far as the general timeline, they all seem to fit pretty darn good to me. It sure seems to me like this is the year that we should see some significant changes. Really bad for the wicked, really good for the righteous. That's what my take is on it anyway. I yield.
Does anyone else feel like this is a calm before the storm?
Yes. I've been feeling like that for the last 2 years.
I've been feeling like something is going to hit really good, meaning bad, soon. Everything is too quiet now.
The reporter said, what storm, Mr. President? You'll find out.
that thought came to me, too.
Yeah.
Well, we got to stay on our toes, that's for sure. And we definitely got to walk with our hands in the Father's hands. Don't turn away the Holy Spirit, because the greatest counselor and comforter we have is the Holy Spirit, His Spirit within us.
Dan, are you going to keep on doing Wednesday nights or Thursday nights, or just make them either Wednesday or Thursday, or what are you going to do?
Probably stick with Wednesday night.
I'd like if you continued the chats. I do enjoy the conference calls. It's nice to catch up.
I do too.
With Marcus folks.
All right. Yeah. This week here, because of computer issues and programming issues and some things like that, I picked Thursday because couldn't do it Wednesday, so I figured Thursday would be a makeup night. But from now on, I'll do my level best to have it every Wednesday, just like before.
Yeah, I know it's nice to catch up. You know, I'm currently
nice to hear friendly voices.
Exactly.
Well, you know, I'm on the phone a lot. I'm on different video, like Zoom conferences, free conference call conferences a lot. Sometimes it's a telephone conference. So there's a lot of fellowshipping going on, and it's what keeps our people sane. You know, we don't really think about it, but they can't go to a mainstream church and have fellowship because they're not real people. They're cardboard people. They're fake. And there's a lot of people who have fed back to me, this is what keeps them sane, being able to come to a small group of what I call true believers, true followers of the way, and being able to share good news and bad news. You know, if we need lifted up, or if there's some obstacle or tribulation we're going through, then it's a chance to get brothers and sisters to help give you advice or lift you up in prayer or even just with a kind word, you know. And so we predicted this, and Randy will remember back when the program first started, and so will Jeremiah. He was back there then too. we talked back then that the true followers of Yeshua who know the identity message would be the lighthouses in the coming storm for our people. They would be a beacon of light in the darkness, which is a euphemism for having knowledge and truth and facts in a world that has become dark with superstition and misinformation.
Yeah.
So that's why I encourage all of our people to remember it's not me, it's not the BYD so much as it is each and every one of us is carrying a torch for our Father and shining a light out here in a really, really dark world. It's getting darker by the day. So it's more important than ever that we stay strong and keep shining that beacon out there for people to see the light and be drawn to it, which will draw them to Yahweh and Yahshua, and it'll draw them into our circles as well for fellowship and comfort and everything else. It'll be time to circle the wagons in the near future, and we need to keep that in mind, especially with what Ella brought up, which is really, really good. I've told the men this for years. I know a lot of people laugh. They think it's all a sexual thing and everything else, when really that's not what it's all about. But I've been saying it, and Randy and Jeremiah can attest to this. From day one, I said the day's going to come when what the prophet said about seven women taking a hold of one man, asking him to take away their reproach. Everybody thinks that's a joke. It's not a joke. We are right on the precipice of that very time right now, because there aren't very many men worthy of the women giving that kind of trust. There aren't very many men who are lighthouses for our people. And just remember, the women outnumber the men. There are more women than there are men, which means that you're going to have the ability to take in 2, 3, 4 women and give them protection and guidance and fellowship and leadership. I've been telling the guys that you got to be ready for that. It's going to happen. And you
Can
don't
I say one thing about that too, Dan?
Sure,
as
go ahead.
As a woman and having been married twice, having raised 3 children and gone through life, I'll tell you, as a single female, it's impossible for one woman to run a household with 3 children. It's devastating. It's too much. And then the money gets short, and then she has to go out and get a part-time job. Family falls apart. If I had had 2 or 3 other women there to help me do my chores, take care of the children, do the things that needed to be done, you know, take them to school, take them to meetings and all that kind of thing, it would have been heaven. I really would have loved to have 2 or 3 other women in there taking care of one man, taking care of the household. That would have been perfect for me.
And you're not the only woman saying that. That's why I say I'm on the phone talking to lots of people all over the earth. And the surprising thing is how many of our ladies are saying pretty much exactly what Ella just said. And that's why I tell the guys, if the ladies are saying that, that's more evidence that we're coming into that period. The guys have to be ready. You emotionally and mentally and with your resources, you got to be in a position that you can throw a lifeline out there to the women when they're looking for rescuing. It's not going to be a romantic thing. You can throw the romance novels out in the burn pile and burn them. This is not what we're talking about. We're talking about salvation of our people. And it's going to be a function of that salvation is what I'm talking about. It's got nothing to do with relationships. It's got nothing to do with romance. That's the Jewish movie creation to make people buy into the monogamy only thing. That is not what it's all about. If you look in the Bible, where does it say anything at all about the storybook romantic type relationship? That's not what it's about. It's a functional relationship. It's a common sense relationship for survival and for the strength of the community. And if you look at it that way, it makes perfect sense.
So, and even with the marriage ceremony, when you walk down the aisle, what happens there? The father gives a young woman should be living at home with her parents under their protection until she marries. And they give her to the man of their choice that is able to take care of her. And then she joins his family. And then he takes over and then starts his own family, which is kind of like a corporation. He's head of the household. Well, he needs his corporate executives in the house to do all the running around and the fixing things. And one woman cannot do it. Not and have a flock full of children, too. It's impossible. We're doing everything wrong.
Matt, I think you were saying something.
Yeah, I got to tell you, folks, Troy being 25 today, and especially with beliefs like us that are more traditional or quote-unquote right-wing, it ain't easy. It ain't easy. I have happily destroyed relationships for my principles, but but the relationships were still destroyed, and they happen to be with women. You know, women will, especially women in modernity, they'll turn away from you if you name the Jew, and if you start saying Hitler was great and stuff, and you start talking about these kikes and niggers and whatnot, they won't like that. Like, it's a big difference. Like, it's not like it used to be. It's a big difference, especially nowadays, because women nowadays are prone to be liberal. There certainly are exceptions, and I think that you, as a man, you can navigate your way around it, where you can kind of, you know, if a girl likes you enough, you can throw your perceptions of reality on her, and she will accept them. But for the most part, like an individual like myself, I'm way too out front, and they just don't like that shit. They turn their back to it. So it's not like it used to be, unfortunately.
Well, the right ones are out there. You just have to be patient. That's what I've told a lot of the men that I talk to, the young men especially. I know what you're saying, Matt, but I also know that there are women who will not run from that. They'll actually run to that. So it's just a matter of time before you run into them. They are out there, though. They are out there.
Yeah, they exist. I deleted all of my, I don't know if I was just saying this earlier, but I deleted all of my social medias like a few years ago. And I recently downloaded one of them just because I met this beautiful girl out one night, and she was asking me if I had a certain social media, and I was like, I don't have any. And she thought it was like sketchy because I didn't have one. And I was like, yeah, you know, fair enough. So I downloaded one, but I came across a video, and it was a video of a girl, and the caption obviously wasn't her, but it was like, I think the caption was something like, should we stop feeding Africans? And in the video, your mom was like nodding her head to say yes. And I was like, that's funny, but obviously, you know, she didn't do the caption, and I liked it. But sure enough, the girl that was in the video followed my account, and I thought, that's hilarious. So they're definitely out there, but they're few and far between, you know.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, think about it. The real men are few and far between.
Yeah, you're telling me, Jesus Christ.
It's a two-way street. It's not just a rare minority of women that get it right, but you can say the same thing about our men. We got a lot of males, but we don't have very many men.
I must say,
all the men are here tonight. All the men are here tonight.
I must say, Dan, I was speaking to one of my mates a couple of months ago, and he turned to me and he said to me, "Yeah, do you remember that night that we were out in so and so's house?" And he said, "That was the night you made me a radical," and I was so touched. I said, "That's such a compliment, you know, especially for like-minded folks." I was like, "Wow, that's great." Like, you know, if you can radicalize someone, I think it's fantastic. So I was very happy with that.
Yeah, it reminds me of the story of the prodigal son. You know, you've got all the children and the sons that get it right, but that prodigal one that went off and became a derelict and like the zombies out here, when he comes back, the father was overjoyed because he had been out there and he thought he was just gone forever. It's like that with our people. You know, we have our steadfast identity people and we sort of take them for granted. And that happens, but like the prodigal father, when that Israelite that's out there wandering around in the dark, stumbling and falling and getting into all kinds of trouble, when he's got all kind of tribulation because of it, when he grabs a hold of that truth and his eyes open up and you can see by his expression that he gets it for the first time, inside it's like a hallelujah moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I gotta say I'm the man that is stumbling and falling about, but I happen to be grabbing folks along the way. So, you know, there's good and there's bad, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, we do what we can day by day, one day at a time, one day at a time. We're getting close to the hour and a half mark. Is there any topics that anybody would like to cover before we close out?
No, not in particular here, anyway.
Okay. And like I said, we're going to do this more often now, so I can't say it'll be every single week, but we're going to certainly try to have it every week. So I'll put it up on the website, so you just go to the Listen Live page, and I'll put it up on the schedule. And Ella does a good job of keeping me on my toes with the when I don't update it timely manner, I get a nasty note telling me I need to do my job. I'm just kidding, Ella. She's a kind soul, but she is Finnish, and she's finicky Finn. So when this Welshman doesn't get his act together and do it right, I get a little nudge that says you might want to go and update your website. So I appreciate that.
I've got nobody else to watch.
How are you doing, Randy?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm enjoying the show.
Nothing strange, no?
Well, I mean, it's like we're currently living in the Twilight Zone. But I mean, I'm at peace for the main thing that we've spent so many years trying to wake our people up and just kind of sounding that alarm. I mean, I'm at peace because I feel like, hey, I've done everything I can, and we're not stopping, we're continuing. But I feel like, you know, over all those years of sounding the alarm, I mean, we did our job. So I'm at peace.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
It's like we're in the movie The Zombie Apocalypse. That's if you want to call that strange. It feels like you're on the movie set for one of these zombie movies. But we've got the ammunition that kills the zombies. And it's called Yahweh and His truth. And the zombies can't handle that.
I like to call it total Aryan victory.
Total Aryan victory. Well, there you go.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Gott mit uns. He's
Amen.
With us.
Amen. Amen. I actually have that on my ring. I've got a God mit uns ring.
Mm-hmm.
It's lovely.
You know, here in the United States, we're such a heavily armed country.
Yeah, you better start using those guns, Andy. God damn.
Hold on. I often, you know, every time the enemy talks about how they're going to come take our guns, I always encourage them to come try, but they won't do it.
I would
say that's the one thing that's holding them back just a little bit, is because they know once they cross that line, it's going to be on like Donkey Kong. And let's be real, they're afraid. They can get up there and talk about, hell yeah, we're coming to take your gun. Look, that a lot of that's just political rhetoric. At the end of the day, they ain't got the balls to come take them, and we all know it. You know what I mean?
They can take my gun, but they're going to get bullets first.
What I wonder about a lot of the folks in the States is
these people that are trying to destroy us, they don't want to be able to have to take us militarily on like that, because they know they'll lose. That's why they've done it all these other ways, you know, invading our country with the illegal invaders, the vaccines, all the COVID stuff, the indoctrination, because that was their easy tactic that they could do to destroy us. Going head on with us, you know, battle head on with guns, they'll lose every time. So,
well, I mean, it's his thing, isn't it? I mean, under the Biden regime, you've got 12 million illegal immigrants. 12 million. That's crazy numbers. Like,
is it really Joe Biden though?
No, well, obviously it's Kikes.
Look, we
got a video of Joe Biden. It was a funny video that came out, I believe, a couple of years ago. Somebody had called in, and towards, I think it was like a Christmas thing or something, but towards the end, the guy was like, let's go Brandon, and then Joe Biden was like, yeah, let's go Brandon, I agree, let's go Brandon. Look, it's real funny, right? But if you look past that in the window that was behind Joe Biden, we have the videos, and there was like little snowflakes that were falling in the window. It's not even real, man. It's all green screen.
You have to look past
at what they're saying, and analyze pictures and videos. You have to be able to analyze all of it, not just what you're hearing. And it's the fakeness is all around us. It really is.
Do you believe that if the American government turned around in the morning and said, we want your guns, personally, I believe that the majority of folks, especially white folk, would probably hand them in. I think that's a big problem, because white folks, unfortunately, are still under the illusion of law, whereas the animals that you're bringing in en masse, they don't see, they don't respect it, you know, they don't respect the law. And I think that's a huge predicament for you folks. And it's one that should be perhaps addressed, but I don't think that it can be addressed in any other way without bullets and bombs. So that's kind of on you guys.
I understand what you're saying. Kind of going back to what I was saying a little bit ago, people just have to come to the realization that our government and people in our government have... they're not our friends. And yep. that's especially just the last couple of years. I mean, if somebody was only looking at the stuff that's happened only the last couple of years, that's all been exposed. People in our government, in positions of government, do not have our best interest at heart, and they never have. And people have to come to terms to realize that. You know, I mean, look, I mean, just a few examples. They give all this money, supposedly, to all these foreign countries, but look at our vets. Homeless on the streets, they don't do much for them at all, right? But they give all this money away to all these foreign countries. I mean, how much more examples do people need? I mean, the government don't like us. They want to shut us up. They want to take away our guns, overrun our land with the illegal invaders. I mean, how much more do people need to know that we are at war?
Mm-hmm.
It's a war. They're killing us, destroying us. They want us gone. There's no nice way to say it.
The problem is, Randy, is that individuals such as yourself that have a triple-digit IQ as opposed to... I suppose the majority of whites are probably running in the double digit IQ, that is to say 90 and just below 100. It makes a huge difference, especially in regards to pattern recognition and what one can perceive as reality. It makes a huge difference. You know, I mean, if you look at Ireland now, we've got these animals coming in en masse. We've got over 12,000 people, Irish people, on the streets, and they just keep bringing in these foreigners, and they're just going on about giving them places. And what I find is great is that recently there's been two or three places that have been set up for these invaders that are coming in. Like the Irish are just burning them out. And I've said for a long time that is one of the best things about Ireland is the fact that we are such a small country that it's bred for radicalism.
What you're describing is only happening to our people in our various countries.
Yeah, well, of course.
It's biblical. This is what it's going to take to, if there's any hope at all for these people, our people, this is what it's going to take to finally snap them into reality. This is what it's going to take. There's no other way.
Yeah,
it's completely biblical. This is what it's going to take because our people have been asleep at the wheel.
Well,
most of our people only care when they are directly affected. They're being affected now.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
This is what it takes. Amen. Whatever it takes, and this is what it's going to take.
All right.
Amen. And this is the thing that I've often pointed out to people, in regards to European countries, is that they just happen to be just a little too big. It doesn't quite affect them. And I've often said this about Ireland many times, that the fact that we are so small, that we are perfect for white revolution. I have believed for quite some time that Ireland will perhaps be the epicenter of the white revolution, and that it will spawn this sort of I suppose ideology and notion and give other European countries, especially England. I mean, Jesus Christ! I mean, you look at England nowadays. Like they could use a little push. I mean, a lot of the English, if they looked at Ireland the way that we are now, when they go, oh yeah, they're putting foreigners in this building, and then Paddy burns it out. You know, it's a way to go about it.
Well, yeah, the laws of nature are going to kick in sooner or later. When you pack rats in a very confined space, they turn on each other, and there's cannibalism and fighting and killing. It's going to be, it's going to be nature. It's not even going to be like some leader stands up and says, hey, let's all, it's going to just spontaneously happen at some point.
Well,
so,
Dan, it's applicable to prison.
Right.
When the white majority turns into a minority and eventually they have no other choice but to realize the fact that, I can only trust my people. It becomes about race then,
mm-hmm.
especially for a lot of these normies. And I suppose that's the biggest hurdle that a lot of the normal folk have to come over is the fact that, it's we're not all the same. And blacks aren't going to treat me the same way as whites are, especially when I'm in the minority. I think that would be a big turning point for us. But I suppose it's a matter of when, and not how.
Right. It's only a question of time. We know where it's headed. We've read the book. We know the Holy Spirit's already warned us. Ella and others have done the research, all the indicators, and all the stuff we see happening all point to the same thing. It's coming to a climax in the very near future. So it behooves all of us that know who we are and know the Father to be on our guard, be like the virgins with their oils their lamps with oil and ready for whatever happens. And that's our job, so... But anyway, it's been 90 minutes. I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up, guys. And then we'll have our Sunday morning broadcast. And then next Wednesday night, we'll come back here and pick up and continue our chats. All right?
Cool.
All right, folks. Yahweh bless. It was lovely speaking to you.
Yep. I'm going to go ahead and mute everybody and close us out with a short prayer here.
And, yeah, bless all.
Okay. Oh, Coomery's already got his. Heavenly Father, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We thank you for this opportunity to share with our brothers and sisters around this earth. We know that the wake-up call has gone out, and those who truly love you and love the truth and justice and honesty and wisdom are going to be drawn to you because you're the author of all those things. The rest of them will be in rebellion, and we know what you have in store for them, and we want no part of that. We want no part of what's going to happen to Babylon. And as you told us to separate from Babylon, as you open up the doors for that and help us to do that, we will depart from and separate from the Babylonians. And to that end, we ask that you would walk with us and guide us in all that we say and do to thy glory and for thy kingdom. And we ask everything in Yahweh's precious name. Hallelujah. Take care, everybody.